Go transport. What year did you join the paper mills?
The paper mill, about 1950.
And what did you go in doing?
Shorthand typing, you know. I was in the office there with the... I was in the typing pool most of the time.
And your maiden name was...
Small.
Yes. Where did you come from?
Well, I grew up in Llandonkin. My family moved there in 1925.
From where?
Well, my parents married. My father had lived in Drumcondra, and my mother had grown up in Tipperary and had come to work in Dublin, and they met and they married and they moved to Llandonkin.
What brought them to Llandonkin?
With their connection, there was a man by the name of O'Brien who owned all the land and the buildings there, and my mother knew the O'Briens, and that's how they came to Llandonkin.
And so your father was involved in the buildings, is that right?
No, not at all, no. He worked for himself. He did building work and painting, decorating and all that kind of work, you know. And there were 10 in our family, 6 survived, and there were 4 girls and 2 boys.
I see, and did they, many of your siblings, join the factory?
The mill.
The paper mill.
One of my brothers did, and he left then and he went to England. And 4 of them live in England today. I'm the only one left here. Because my other brother, who lived here in Ireland, he died some years ago.
I see.
Yes.
You met Tony at the mills?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we actually met at a dance, but then we found we were both in the mill, you know. And the romance progressed from there, and we married in 1957.
57 years ago.
Oh, I see. Well, congratulations.
Yes, yeah.
And could you tell me, was there... I know there were a lot of marriages made out of the mills.
Yes.
But did you continue to work then after you
no.
got married?
Oh, you couldn't, no. No, I left work then, yes, and stayed at home.
Rearing a family.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And looking back at it, do you think that was a good idea or a bad idea? Or how do you feel
having
about
to give up work?
Yes.
Well, I should have been able to, before my first child was born, 18 months after we married, I should have been able to work then, I think, you know, because I didn't have a family, and I think I should have been free to work then, but it was very hard for married women to get work, the kind of work you would want to do, you know. But that changed then, of course, and people eventually were able to work on after they married.
But was it was the done thing at the time.
Absolutely.
to leave your workplace.
That's right.
As soon as you got married.
That's right.
If you had your time over again and there wasn't that ban, you would have continued working.
I would have, yes, but I would have left when I had a first child. I would absolutely want to be at home with the family.
And nothing has changed there?
No, absolutely not. No, I think the greatest thing in life is rearing a family.
Yeah.
And I would wanted that. And I feel I was very lucky to be able to stay at home. When you see the young people today who can't do that, I think that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, I'm going to come back and talk to you about your time again. Just as, so the Drimnagh paper mills, was that because of its condition? Is that why it closed down?
I wouldn't think so, because Llandonkin now had done quite a lot of work on it, and it was much better. It was beginning to shape up and becoming, you know, more modernised.
Yeah.
They did away with one of the old steam engines, which were very erratic, and they put in a turbine. It was a turbine driving one of the paper machines instead. And they were beginning to work, and suddenly then they decided just to get rid of it, and they just shut it down.
Now, did it do all the work from start to finish? Did it, the pulping and the producing of the making of the paper?
Oh, they did. It did all that. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, Drimnagh paper mills was a much older paper mills than Llandonkin paper mills. I read a history of it, and it's much older.
Yeah.
Dated way back now. I think it was in 1780 or something like that, it dates back to the Drimnabake mills. Much older mill.
Was there any of the old building or any of the older...
There was some remains, there? Some remains of it there. I remember there was an old kind of a pump there that I got the job of taking. It was all covered in mud and slime and had been there for donkey's years. And it was apparently at one time a paddle wheel or something for... And they used to use the power from the Camac to drive something with it. I got the job of taking that out. An old man that had worked in the place, he lived beside the mill, and his father and all, and his grandfather that worked in the place, told me that used to drive one of the vape machines one time. Now, when I took it away, it was just a heap of scrap. It was in the way of something else, and I had to take it away, you know.
And whatever happened with it? Just
oh, it's just thrown scrap. Out. Yeah, thrown out, yeah, yeah.
Well, and tell me, it gave a lot of local employment. Who was managing the place at the in your time?
In my time, it was still being managed by Mr. Cusack.
So tell me then, if there wasn't anybody in charge of it, did Mr. Cusack come up and down?
Oh, he did. He came up and down regularly. And Warren Pence, an engineer in the photograph there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That man there. Warren Pence, P-E-N-T-Z, that spells. His father was a German. He's an engineer. And he was looking after the running of the plant, you know, the engineering part of it. That was about it now, you know. There was a few of the old people who had worked in the mill under the Dock Milling Company. They were still, some of those men were still there, and they were very experienced with that Drimmer paper mills. They
now, would you recall any of those names?
Did it? I can't really, just offhand. I'd have to think a lot. Maybe one or two of them might come to me.
Yeah.
Danny Kane. You remember him? He eventually moved up to Glendalough.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny Kane, he's one. Can I think of any more? Can I say anything?
McLuhan. Was that Harry McLuhan?
Harry?
McLuhan on the number 3 machine.
Don't. Oh, I do. That's right. I remember him.
Tony Brown.
He was, that's right, he was a machinist.
Tony Brown
was also a machinist on one of the machines down there. Yeah. And they ended up working at Glendalough paper mills, those two men.
Was it devastating to the locality when they moved out, when they closed it down?
I'd say it was. Almost everybody in Drimnabake paper mills lived in Drimnabake. Yeah. They lived around the place, you know.
Did they? As soon as it closed down, then it was...
That's right. That was it.
You went back up again
to... I went back up to Clondalkin, yeah, yeah.
When you were in Clondalkin then, for the second time, you went back in doing the same job again?
Doing the same job again. And shortly after that, after I went back, I was made a foreman. And I was no longer then doing the work. My job was to see that other people did it.